Welcome back to Uprising. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. A new report by the group Public Citizen has found that a teeny tiny sliver of the U.S. public would benefit if the estate tax were to be repealed. Inequality in the U.S. has reached such absurd levels that nine whole families would save more than $25 billion in estate taxes at the very minimum. The report, entitled Billionaire's Bluff, finds that families have spent millions of dollars lobbying Congress each year to repeal the estate tax. The GOP-controlled House has already passed a bill repealing the tax, using the justification of helping small businesses and farmers. Now, independent senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, together with Representative Jan Schakowsky, introduced a new bill to close tax loopholes to enable the uber-rich to avoid paying their fair share. My guest is Susan Harley, Deputy Director of Public Citizens Congress Watch Division. Welcome to Uprising, Susan. Thanks so much for joining us. We are going to have to call you right back. It sounds like we're having trouble hearing you. The estate tax that is being repealed by the House and will certainly be facing the Senate is something, of course, that the GOP calls the death tax. Are you with us, Susan? Okay, we're going to have to call you on the phone to bring you back on. You can stay on a video with us while we just bring you on the phone. You can just hold the phone up to your ear as we conduct the interview. And of course, the Republicans making the justification that they're helping small businesses and family farms by repealing the estate tax don't tell you that at stake is the money, and lots of it, of just a handful of American families, nine gazillionaires, if you will, who have so much money that they are able to just drop a few million to lobby Congress in order to save a few billion. Are you with us, Susan?
I am.
Thanks for joining us. Well, first, can you explain the existing estate tax law? This is essentially a tax on inheritances that the right wing like to call a death tax, right?
That's correct. It was created in 1916 as a way to combat inequality as far as letting people have a fair shot at getting ahead. And as it stands right now, the maximum rate is 40%. There is an exclusion. You must have more than 5.43 million per person or 10.86 million for couples in order to even have the tax apply.
Wow. So we're talking right out the bat millionaires who would be affected by this inheritance tax. I understand that only 0.2% of families are actually subjected to it?
That's correct. That's less than 2%, 0.2%. So just a tiny slice of the American public. And even though that's such a small percentage of our population, it would bring in over $246 billion in revenue over the next 10 years. So a small number of people impacted, but a really large impact on our national economy.
Which is a statement about how terribly unequal we are and how big the wealth gap is, right? Even just the tiny taxes on a small group of incredibly rich people translates into a huge windfall for the Treasury. Hasn't this been a favorite issue of the Republicans for years? Is this something that they're taking on now because they control both houses? And if the Senate passes it, won't Obama just veto it, we hope?
Yes, they have issued a statement of administrative policy saying that the president's advisors would suggest that he veto the legislation. So that's good, but nonetheless, they have been pushing to have repeals of the tax. They were successful in repealing it in 2010. So we want to make sure that the American public is aware of who's really behind the push to repeal the taxes, since so few family farms or small businesses, if any, would really be impacted by any changes in the estate tax. So we really want to make sure it's strengthened instead of weakened or repealed.
So let's talk about that. I mean, these handful of families are essentially the new aristocracy of the U.S., and we should know their names. They're far too invisible. How obscenely rich are they? Who are they?
Oh, they're well-known companies. So the Mars family ranks at the top. The way that our lobby disclosure happens, if a family has lobbied on issues, in addition to the estate tax, all of those numbers are lumped together as one sum. But Mars exclusively lobbies on estate tax, so we're better able to see how much that company spends. And that's $3.47 million in lobbying exclusively for the repeal of the estate tax since 2012. Also in that category of lobbying exclusively on repeal of the estate tax is the Wegman family that owns grocery store chains up and down the East Coast primarily. Other enterprises and the families behind those companies are the Cox family, that's Media, Taylor family, that's Enterprise Rental Cars, the DeVos and Van Andel families, that's the Amway brand, Bass, which is oil production, Schwab, a well-known name in the financial industry, and then Hall, the Hallmark card family. These are all companies combined. They lobbied over $6.9 million, and then you add the $3.5 million of the two families that lobbied exclusively on estate tax. That's over $10 million in lobbying around the estate tax and other issues.
I mean, how do the Republicans justify that they're helping small businesses and family farms by repealing the estate tax? Are they counting differently? Do they have access to a different set of numbers than public citizen does?
Well, we have seen a journalist who got a Pulitzer actually on his work to expose this myth. He's still not able to find an instance of a family farm lost to the estate tax. Yet, over and over, there are quotes saying that that's the reason that they're strongly in favor of repealing the tax. But yet, very few farms actually would go over that exclusion amount that would be valued above $5.4 million or $10.8 million for couples. And so what we're seeing instead is only around 660 estates had taxable assets that included farms. And the average of those 660 were only $2.8 million was the worth of the estate. And so the average would not even meet the exclusion to be subject to the tax. So I don't frankly know where they're getting their information. I think it's either in the best
thin air. Let's just say it. Thin air.
But it may be a misrepresentation, definitely.
Now, Susan, this is not earned income. This is inheritance that, huge amounts of inheritance. This isn't a family passing their family home down to their children. These are, this is disposable income that, extremely aristocratic families have, racked up and would like to pass on to their progeny exclude from the government's ability to tax. It's really quite obscene. I mean, these should be taxed at 90% or more, but even the 40% tax above the limit is what is being fought against. Let's talk about what Bernie Sanders is proposing, the Responsible Estate Tax Act. What does specifically this tax act do, and does it have any chance of passing?
Well, it probably doesn't at this point in time, but I think that Americans come together and call for changes. Anything is possible. We've seen that time and time again. But the bill S-1677 in the Senate and H-2907 introduced by Representative Schakowsky from Illinois in the House, it does a number of things to close loopholes, and then it also reduces that exclusion. So it moves that down to $3.5 million for individual or $7 million for couples. That's down to the 2009 level, so, further work could be done there, but as far as reducing that so more taxes, more estates would be subject to the tax, that's very important. And then the second thing it does, it makes the tax more progressive. So it increases the the first rate at which taxes above the exclusion would be subject, and it increases it to 45%. It goes up from there, from 45% to 50% to 55%, and then there's an additional 10% surcharge on 500 million plus level estates up to $1 billion per couple. So it's really nicknamed the billionaire surcharge. So, you know, increasing the progressivity of the tax, making more estates be subject to the tax, and then it closes some loopholes. Right now, there's a lot of abuse of trust by various different names, as well as what's called a generation skipping tax, strengthening that and making it apply to trusts that are have a lifetime of more than 50 plus years. So really kind of closing those loopholes, especially around the trusts that have been used, again, to kind of make money not be part of an estate and therefore not taxed.
And Susan, this is an issue that ought to really become a major issue, and to an extent has become in the coming presidential election, this extremely long arc of the election where people are, you know, essentially going to be campaigning for a couple of years. But Bernie Sanders has made it an issue. Hillary Clinton has tried to make it an issue. It's really hard, of course, for her to avoid the shadow that her husband's legacy has had on worsening the wealth gap in the country. That seems to be about it. The 20 or so Republican candidates that have thrown their hat into the ring, their constituency are those nine families, right? I mean, and that's a huge part of what needs to change just in the long term.
I would completely agree. But no matter what, we are seeing that the American public strongly feels that the wealthy are not paying their fair share. A recent survey found that 79% of Americans who responded to the survey felt that the wealthy could pay more. And so I think that public sentiment is definitely going to push this in the debates, whether or not all candidates can ascribe to this view, given their campaign financing. I would not necessarily think that that would be the case, but I think the more the public gets engaged in this fight, the more people push back to this inadvisable push to repeal the tax, we'll definitely see some movement on this, and at least we can stop these types of attacks in coming years.
And certainly I'm glad you brought up the issue of campaign financing, because that is a huge reason why why politicians can continue to kowtow to the obscenely rich. I want to ask you also finally where people can get a hold of Billionaire's Bluff, the report that Public Citizen put out, and what your goal is. What is Public Citizen's goal in keeping the estate tax intact and going on the offensive with Sanders's act?
Yes, definitely. Well, this report, as well as other reports and our work around taxation and other elements of consumer protection, can be found at www.citizen.org. And our goal has really been what it's been since we were founded in 1971 by Ralph Nader, and that is just to expose how there is corruption in our system, expose that those who have the most are trying to keep that, hoard the wealth, and make sure that other people don't have a fair shot. And so we believe in the American dream. We believe that everyone should have an ability to make it in the world, and that's not going to happen if just a handful of companies keep the families behind those companies keep the vast majority of the wealth. And so we want to just make sure that people understand what's really true, and that they understand that this is a billionaire families pushing the effort to repeal.
And that's citizen.org. We'll post a link to uprisingwithsonali.com later today. Thanks so much, Susan.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
My guest, Susan Harley, is Deputy Director with Public Citizens Congress Watch Division. And that does it for our program today. This is Uprising.